in the book of the prophet Isaiah, we hear that the Lord says, he says, "Fear not, I will help you, I who grasp your right hand." He says, "The hand of the Lord has done these things, the Holy One of Israel has created it." When you look at the entire book of the prophet Isaiah, the first half of the book of Isaiah presents in a way the hand of the Lord as one who's created all of these things, and yet Israel has not recognized the hand of the Lord in their lives in the way that he has directed them. But beginning about chapter 35 of the book of the prophet Isaiah, the hand of the Lord becomes one that is a helper. Imagine Israel coming back from exile, of course not knowing what they're going to find when they get back home, coming from Babylon, but then having to go through a wilderness, a wild desert. And the Lord is saying that I will take you by the hand. Perhaps reminds us of when we were a kid, or when we were a child, when we were afraid to go into class or go to school for the first time. It was our mom or our dad who took us by the hand and led us there, and that gave us great confidence and security. And the Lord is basically saying, I will take you by the hand and lead you through the desert where you need to go. He said, I will provide for you, that the hand of the Lord will do this. And there's many other images that the hand of the Lord is presented in the book of Isaiah as the hand that, of course, creates, the hand that helps, the hand that shapes and molds Israel like the potter who is shaping the clay, that his hand is going to be there to help them, to guide them, to give them security, that he has us in the palms of his hands. And that image should give us great confidence and security in our Advent journey, because the Lord, of course, he is going to help us. He does take us by the hand, but he also provides us with helpers. And the helpers that he gives us are two very important figures in the season of Advent, John the Baptist and our Blessed Mother, both of whom are presented in the Gospel. John the Baptist, of course, explicitly, but then our Blessed Mother, our dear Mother, implicitly, when he says, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist, because she truly is the last, the lowest, and the least. And it is her that God looked upon and chose to be the mother of the Son of God. John the Baptist, of course, is a very important helper and helpmate in the season of Advent, because like we heard from the Gospel, or from the first reading of the book of Isaiah on Sunday, the spirit of Elijah, the spirit of John the Baptist, comes into our spiritual landscape during the time of Advent and begins to tear down mountains and to fill in valleys. But that's the exact same image that is used in the reading, that first reading from Isaiah today. He says, God will make Israel this threshing, this sledge that will go and remove all the mountains to make this straight highway for the Lord to come. We want to have a highway for the Lord to come and not just have to go through all the mountain passes and swing back and forth, but rather a straight way so that his grace and his presence can come into our lives more easily, into our world more readily. So John the Baptist is this voice in the wilderness that is calling us to be able to identify those mountains in our life that need to be torn down, but that the Lord is going to help us to tear down these mountains. So what are the greatest obstacles that we find in our spiritual life? What are the greatest temptations that we face that we have the most difficulty overcoming? And John the Baptist, as our helper, is going to point those out. Remember, John the Baptist is somebody who's dressed in camel's hair, eats locusts. He's not the kind of guy you'd probably invite over to dinner or want to go out and hang out with. But the Lord also gives us a second helper, perhaps a more important one, and that is our Blessed Mother. We celebrate today this memorial of Our Lady of Loreto. And Loreto is this little shrine on the eastern coast of Italy, where it is purported that the angels brought the holy house, especially like the four walls of the house of Our Blessed Mother in Nazareth, all the way across in order to preserve it from being destroyed by the Muslims as they were coming through the Holy Land, and brought it to this little place in Italy where it sits today. And they built this beautiful shrine over these three or four walls. And it is within those walls, there's a sign in the shrine there. It says, here the Word became flesh in this place. If we could be a fly on the wall to be able to see the angel Gabriel appear to Mary within these four walls. This little place is very obscure, hidden house in the Far East where God became man for us. And this is the second helper that God gives us, his hand bestows for us during this season of Advent. Whereas John the Baptist is going to perhaps be kind of loud and point out those things, it is Our Lady with her gentleness and her care and her motherly concern who helps us to be able to overcome all of our obstacles. In the litany of Our Lady of Loreto, Mary is called Help of Christians. She truly is our help, and it's her gentle hands who will help us to make that highway for the Lord. So we place all of our obstacles, the mountains, the greatest temptations that we face, into her hands so that she can help us in this most gentle and, in a sense, very secret way to overcome anything that keeps us from the Lord, so that we may receive him more fully at the Christmas this year. May the hand of the Lord be upon us. May his gentle hand guide us. May we always remember with great security that we are in the hands of the Lord, and that he shapes us and molds us to be the saint that he is calling us to be each day. And may Elijah, and John the Baptist, and the spirit of Elijah, and our Blessed Mother truly be our helpers in this sacred time.